certainly some up. The last thing that picks up in there, one is that you shouldn't push off hearing the material that you can hear now, but don't say I'll hear it later. But then if we would second shot, that I guess the more common shot, I'll say with Lover C.F. Shavashimaya, don't tell all the secrets that that other people, you wouldn't want other people to hear, because, or don't tell secrets that you're not supposed to tell other people, because eventually it'll get around that you're the one who is the valid of faith. It's come, it's very, very good advice. The only way is when you tell somebody something in confidence, they very, very rarely do it, because they keep it all in confidence. That people always marry ahead, and therefore, if there's something that you don't want ever to be said in your name, the best way to do it is not to say it. That's the point. But he has a very different shot. So I'm a Harid. He has a pshat of Maral that goes in line with what he said before. Rama Oid, I'll tell you the devil's yes to Shmaya Klema. So I'll dream of him echad, devil's yes to Shmaya. It's a devil's devil. Never say about something, it's impossible to happen. It's too big of a chiddush. The Shavur Kahu's dream of that has much right here. That a person should depend on the impossibility of something else. That's a dangerous thing. The more if the person would have, if the person would have known that something like that could happen, he never would have done it. Adam Asher is not a boy. A person is a very big Asher. And he depends on his wealth to let him get away with whatever he wants to do. In other words, he takes his role for granted. If somebody is so wealthy, he should lose it, impossible. So the person who is to return it, the whole double. So the person who says, listen, if somebody of such size would fall, that's not shaykh. He says that should never be a cheshbon. There is no chiddush so big that it can never happen. We will hear about it. Ask you chiddush v'shinik al moed. Ke'olam azeh prati mentachat hashinik. In other words, there is nothing in the world that you can look at as permanent. Anything that you look at, if you're looking for something that has a key, it can't be here. So you can't say it's impossible that this company should bankrupt. It's impossible this should happen. It must not happen. I mean, now we're living through it. Things that were impossible are possible. I have somebody, an acquaintance, who his own childhood was marked with a lot of financial insecurity. Father was a little bit of a crazy person, and financial security was a very part of his business. And this person was a very materialistic businessman. And every investment he made was like triply insured if nothing could happen to it. And he told me a few times, like, he checks it out and he buffers it. 101 times he said that he'll never take a risk that's not to him, because that's his nature. And recently, he had bought property and had the profit and got it. He didn't start working until he hadn't sold the flats on the property, and everything was like doubly short. He had a loan agreement signed with one of the big banks, and they collapsed now. He said when he called them up, he gets a message that the phone line has been cut off. That's it. And like of all the places, like he figured maybe he won't get buyers, so he didn't stop until he had buyers, and maybe he won't have this, he won't have that. But that the people lending him the money wouldn't lend money to something like that. That was not even a half a meter. And the cake, like he the cake, not just, the point he's trying to make here is not just precaution, listen, you don't be careful. Now, he's saying there are no things in this world that are nitzchi, because it's not the world of things that are nitzchi. Everything in the world is mishtane. And this is even a bigger target than what he said before, that everything in this world is going, you know, before we speak about people, and that every person can change, and he can, you know, you don't know circumstances, and so on, but in terms of, there is no thing in this world that is kavua. In other words, the emphasis here is on the lesson that it's the alternative is the yipsha lishma. In other words, if I'm trying to say, it's one thing I have to be cautious, this person had a hard life, this person had different circumstances, those are normal shashas that I can say. But to say that something that would be like hefech teva ilum should happen, there is no such thing as hefech teva ilum, you know, anything variable, because everything is a parashinu. So we can't say its teva is always to do this or that or the other one. So there is not even anything that we can say is an extraordinary thing. Everything in the world is Bashim. A person can't be someone on his own nitzius. The person delays something for an hour or two. It's not that the person will say, you know what, an hour or two is not a big deal. The whole person is on the key of one math. I mean, so he's saying, you know, this is not talking about somebody dying. But the life, a new thing comes up, and another new thing comes up, and still a new thing comes up. There's no such thing as being famous on anything to be tough. It's not just a mindset that this day says, you know, you can't depend on a person. It's a very, very close chava of mind. Yeshiva, we were talking one day, we were both young alike, and in came somebody with a idea that a bach in Yeshiva might be avoiding, it just was he'd been on a hike, he was an American Israeli, he had gotten dehydrated, collapsed on the spot, some drafts and he was pronounced dead alive. My chavah nearly fainted. I mean, he wasn't such a good cover. You know, I asked him, I'm making a comment with him. I mean, he wasn't such a good cover. Yeah, I asked him, what happened? And he said, a day ago, he had a tremendous fight with this guy. They were very, very, you know, they yelled and screamed. Whatever, he got to some sort of fight with him. And he had, you know, he said, give it a few days, you know, with Mechila and, you know, so on and so forth. And now he's stuck. I mean, he went to the cave afterwards with 10 people here for Mechila. But, it's, you know, you don't imagine a 19-year-old is not going to be around a day later. You know, but there's no such thing. The mood is depending on something here is not, it doesn't exist. However, the verb, the Adam Balshinigama, the kach oma al tamin batucho, al tono chabecho, al tamin dozo shir shmo, al tamin shir shir shne, ke odom aproti hu hefen akwal yishako e zakayim. So he's describing here that there are, that the difference between odom proti and akwal in the sense that odom as a klal is a dovakayim, it's a ratzon akash baruch, it's a priya, odom as a prat is a bar shini or so. And that's going to explain the different inyanim that when the Tana said all these inyanim, each one is connected to something, another aspect of Shira. There's all of Havin. Kizofa kam kola Shira. These four things that he said, Al-Tamin, Al-Tazin, Al-Tayim, Hashem, Shashma, Al-Tam, Shashma, Ke-Odom Bal Shira, Hen Lita Lathmai. First of all, the person himself is the Bal Shira. He called Geshem Shanatza. In other words, a person's own mitzvah changes. People make kabbalas and achlotas, and they don't realize that their mind will change. That's one. The Yaisen is there, Shu Mishtana Mitzvah Sibish of Allah. There are different sibos in his life. And that is creates different changes because of different stresses, different frustrations, etc. But only who mishtane mitzaras man, ashu mitasa galgo. And this is a very interesting nekuda. I won't talk about all of it. For us, time is a result of the changes in the priya. So the muscle. When an atom emits a certain amount of vibrations, that's how we measure time today. When a spring gets unwound and moves the wheel around, when the earth goes around the sun, those are changes that are measured in time. So if I talk about an old person or a young person, then I'm talking about the changes in his body, and I can calculate time by it. When I see somebody young, I know he's 5 years old, I see somebody by mid-age, I can see somebody who's 20, you know, and so on. The emes is that it's the other way around. We are product of changes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hanhagas. And each and every hanhaga works at a different time. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided on changing our hagas, and that is reflected in the music of Shini, which is Man Chayav. That is the Mahalach. It starts with the Rasmus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mahalach of Shini. So there are certain changes that come about because there's Man Manishtam. You have the Esrav and Itas mentioned in Kehelas. They said Torah, they said Torah to a, you know, the those manim are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives manim the Bria for Kirva and Richuk, and the Nela, the Bria responds in kind in different kufis. So Zman has its effect on us. That's how we're Maimon, because we're Maimon that the Sherish of Zman is different Tzirufim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the different amount of Chalokim in an hour are different, are reflect Tzirufim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Hagis and Shemus and so on and so forth. So Zman is something that affects a certain issue on the person. That's how we understand also this is Zman of schools, this is Zman of the Ma'adim, etc. The Yosim HaKoyl, Ki Ein HaOdom LeShinui, Rak Hu Bishtanus Tomit, Mitzar HaMikrim. So there's also Mikrim. Now, the